Our next scripture comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, who speaks into our lives, help us to hear what you're saying to us here in this place today. Reign over our hearts and minds, our attention. Reign over our lives that will be obedient in saying yes to what you say to us here this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You've probably noticed that in the life of the church, especially at this time of the year, our conversation is often filled with the language of blessing. May God bless you. Have a blessed day. God bless America. I'm a blessed person. These are the kinds of statements you'll hear as people of faith speak about the ways that God is with us. And that's because often when we want to articulate the presence and work of God in our lives, we reach for the language of blessing. And when we talk about being blessed or blessing, we're often talking about God's provision, God's guidance, God's protection, these kinds of things. God bless you is often a way of talking about the things that God can do for us, the things that God can give us, things for which we should be grateful, things which we should remember, things which we should count. As the old hymn says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God hath done. But while we're taking inventory of God's faithfulness, we should be careful, I think, not to equate material blessing as the only kind of blessing. Should be careful not to equate blessing with material prosperity. Remember that old hymn which I just quoted also says, when you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So in today's scripture passage that I just read from Luke, material prosperity is not at the top of Mary's list of priorities. In fact, it's not even an option. If we look at her life, we see that she's simply going about her life as a young Jewish girl living in the hill country of Judea about her daily tasks. There's nothing really extraordinary about her. As a female in a remote part of the Roman Empire, she has no power or prestige. She's not on any kind of career track. In fact, the only track she's on that we're told about is marriage. which her father has probably already planned and arranged. According to custom, she has little say in the matter, so it appears that her future, in many ways, has already been decided, determined. But soon and quickly we learn God has other plans. Into Mary's ordinary day comes a messenger of the Lord who greets her with these words, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now, those are words of blessing, words of grace, words of God's favor. Mary is God's favored one. So out of nowhere, an angel has arrived to tell Mary that God wants to bless you and bless you real good. Notice that God has chosen someone who's not among the ranks of those whom the world calls blessed. He doesn't send Gabriel to someone who already appears to have it all, like the movers and shakers of society. The messenger doesn't show up at the door of the emperor or of the local governor or any of the religious leaders of that day and time, leaders in commerce. Instead, the word of the Lord is sent out to a poor village in the middle of nowhere, to a girl who's barely a teenager, whose marriage has already been arranged. This is the one whom God calls favored. But think, too, that when we hear that word favored or blessed by God, we have to be careful, don't we? Because this is a very strange kind of blessing. Mary's blessedness, it's not simply a matter of how much food she has in her cupboard, or the fact that she has family who loves her. Those are all gifts and blessings, certainly. It's true that she's blessed to have a roof over her head and food on her table, but according to Scripture and what we hear here today, being blessed in her case means most of all that God has invaded her world, come into her world and her life in order to claim her and to give her a special part in his divine plan. We need to think carefully about just how costly this kind of blessing is for Mary. She's being called upon to surrender her body, her reputation in the community. Surely she has to wonder how Joseph is going to react to all of this. After all, the law required severe and humiliating punishment in cases like this, maybe even the death penalty. So we consider the cost that comes upon Mary by this blessing, this favor. And think about the way that things will unfold in the rest of this story of blessing when it comes to her son Jesus himself. If Mary had any hopes that her son would grow up to lead a normal, peaceful life, all those dreams were shattered, really, by the path that Jesus took in order to follow the will of God. All the disputes that revolved around his preaching and teaching, all the controversy about his association with sinners and his identification and solidarity with the poor and the oppressed, all those clashes with the leaders of his own religious tradition, and of course during the final portion of his journey of suffering and death as he entered into giving his life for the sake of others, for the world, for each of us. I like the way one commentator has put it when he says, Mary was blessed with having a child out of wedlock who would ultimately be executed as a criminal. Blessed. Favored. Maybe there were moments when Mary herself wondered, what kind of blessing is this? Is this what it means to be favored by God? Is this what it means to be blessed? So part of what our scripture today and Mary's experience does, it challenges us to rethink in some ways our notions of a blessed life. I'm not saying that being blessed has nothing to do with God's provision or God's guidance or God's protection or food or family or shelter. All those gifts of God are still part of it and important. But all too often, we associate blessedness with social standing, material gain, good health. We frequently look at others in their lives, look at ourselves or others who are well respected or prosperous, comfortable, and conclude that they are the blessed ones. They're the ones experiencing God's favor. But again, Mary's story challenges us to rethink our definitions of blessedness. Mary is a blessed person, not because she's happy, healthy, and wise, not because she's attained the good life. Mary is a blessed person because the Lord has come into her world and laid claim to her life and given her a special part that he wants her to do in his divine plan of redemption. The Lord has a plan to save the world, and he has a part for Mary to play in that divine project. That ultimately is what makes Mary a blessed person, favored by God. And if you go on to the conclusion of our scripture in that story, we see that, praise God, Mary says yes to God's plan, God's project. It's natural, after Gabriel told her about this strange kind of blessing, Mary, we're told, was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. So God gives her faith greater than her fear. She hears the word of the Lord, accepts the word of the Lord, offers her life in service to the word of the Lord. She recognizes the Lord's claim on her life and devotes herself to God's great project to redeem the world. In other words, when the costly call of God comes to Mary, she says yes and claims this blessing that comes from God. So as we gather here in worship today and hear again this familiar text and remember Mary's story, my hope and prayer is that you will be a blessed person in the way we've even more deeply understood it here in this scripture today. Though you can't be Mary, God still has a part for you in his kingdom, the work of his reign in the world that's come through Christ. God is calling you, summoning you to Christ and to your part in the work of God's kingdom, his saving plan. And remember that the reign of God still works its way into the world through the lives of ordinary people like you and me who are willing to say yes to God when the word comes about Christ and to respond in faith. And that's why, with great care and great love, I say to you as we come here together in the presence of the Lord this day, may God bless you with whatever that may involve or include. God bless you. Let's pray. Oh God of blessing, thank you for what you have done to bless the world through Jesus Christ, and that your claim reaches to each of us in our lives. Help us to say yes to your word in our lives, to our place and our part in your kingdom. And now we pray for our children as they come to bear witness again to the coming of Christ and to your reign through him. Open their lips to share with us. Open our hearts and minds to hear your word of blessing this day. We pray this in the great and glorious and enduring name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.